Welcome to Passionate and Practical, the art of dreaming, doing, and serving. I am so excited about today's episode. We are talking about Women Doing Well. It's one of my favorite ministries and nonprofits, and I have two lovely ladies joining me today to talk about their heart for this ministry and how they got involved. One thing I love about Women Doing Well is they exist to inspire women to discover their purpose, ignite their passion, and develop a plan for living and giving in God's image. All things that I love. As you have followed the podcast, you know that I love seeing women living out their purpose and their passion. And I love that Women Doing Well helps you make a plan for living your life and living out your calling, and also how to give in a godly way. It's all about biblical generosity. And we as women know that when we're living and giving out of a place of joy and generosity, there's so much freedom, and we have an abundant God that loves us. He wants to give us good gifts, and He also wants us to share our gifts, whether that's our talents or our treasures, with others. So welcome to the show, Amy Soper and Cindy Ryan. Thanks so much for being here.
Our pleasure.
So tell me how, Amy, we'll go to you first. How did you get involved with Women Doing Well, and what do you love about it?
Well, I was invited several years ago to a signature event, and that's Women Doing Well. We do signature events, we do retreats, and you know, various different things. So it was my first experience was this big signature event, which is like 100 to 200 women, and I arrived in this beautiful setting and a fabulous lunch, but really what I was being invited to was I was being invited into a conversation about just living and giving in God's image. And that's what I love about Women Doing Well, is they just create this safe space to kind of learn and watch and listen. And it's really just through listening to stories of women living generous lives, through times of reflection, through group discussions, and pen to paper exercises that we focus on the purpose, passion, and plan that you mentioned earlier for a generous life.
I love that. What about you, Cindy?
Well, I was invited to a generous giving jog, a journey of generosity event several years ago with my husband. And from that, it really impacted us so much. It just changed the trajectory of our lives in some interesting and awesome and joyful ways of how we were going to be just serving the kingdom and giving. And I met Lacey Stevens in that journey. And fast forward a few years later, I met up with Lacey, and then she invited me to actually host a retreat at my home. And I already loved her, and I loved the generous giving retreat and message. So I said yes immediately. And that retreat really, again, impacted me so much, along with all the women that I invited to that retreat. And it was, again, just that invitation to enter into a conversation with God and with some other women around this topic of generosity and how God is uniquely created each of us, but also blessed each of us with different gifts and talents and treasures, and how to steward that well for kingdom living and giving.
I love that. I also got connected to Women Doing Well through Generous Giving, which they're partner organizations. They work really well together. I got involved first in Orlando and then lived in Chattanooga for a few years, and got really involved with Lacey as well. Love her, and LaDonna. And we did a Women Doing Well retreat at LaDonna's home in Chattanooga, and it was so incredible, so powerful, and really just so inviting. There was just so much space for women to, like you said, Amy, a safe space for women to grow and to dive into what God is calling them to in this season. So that kind of brings me to my next question. What is God uniquely entrusted you guys with? What is He kind of uncovering and what are you discovering through his word, and how is that playing out in your current season?
It's interesting that you mentioned Lacey. I was actually invited to, I moved to Tampa 3 years ago, and in my move to Tampa, I was starting a new life in a new city and a new marriage. And so I was really just praying about where to serve. And in my new season, I was kind of bringing along some of my past stuff as well. And during that time, I was invited to a Women Doing Well facilitator training here in Tampa. And little did I know that that it was less training for me, but just going over the content in that setting. We were at the Riverbend Retreat in Tampa with Lacey leading us. I just, as we were starting to go over purpose, I was reminded of just my identity in Christ. And I went in to the training feeling divorced and remarried. And during that time, I just heard God speak. You know, our retreats are not evangelistic in nature, but it is founded in biblical truths. And so as we went over the specific scripture in Jeremiah, just, you know, that God knew me, he knitted me together before. And immediately I felt known. I felt like he knew my past, my present, my future. I felt confirmed in that he had a plan, and that I wasn't divorced and remarried, but I was delivered and redeemed. And it just, from that point on, I actually left the retreat and I was attending a Bible study here in Tampa. And because I had gone over my purpose and my plan, and I had my two-word purpose statement confirmed during that retreat, that it was that affirming worth is my two-word purpose statement, and my passion really is women and children, but women. So I was in a Bible study here in Tampa, and I was asked a week later into leadership. And so I prayed about that, I could make my yes and go deeper, knowing my purpose, having that being confirmed, and feeling the freedom and knowing who I was created to be, and just having that confirmation that he was not done with me. He was like, I'm doing a new thing, so I can go deeper and where I'm serving. And that's what's so exciting about Women Doing Well, is it sort of unlocked that, and it just invites us into who we are and that freedom.
So that is so beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. Cindy, what about you?
What God has entrusted me with is to continue to bring hope to people. And my two-word purpose statement is inspiring hope. And when I first discovered that, it took me a little while to dig in and figure out a little bit more about that. But when I reflected back, I realized that because I had experienced some troubles and trials, I will say trials, and loss and feeling hopeless in my life, especially when I became a young widow at 31 with two young sons, at that time I was feeling pretty hopeless myself. Although I've always been this very optimistic and positive person, I was just in a real dark place then. And actually, the Lord just revealed himself to me in such a beautiful way that I understood who he was and what he had for me. And I received Christ as my Lord and Savior at that time. So wow. He brought me so much hope. And, you know, everything that I look at, that's what I see, whether or not God brings along other women. And it doesn't have to be the same circumstance that I was going through, but whenever, you know, there's trials, I just think that what I can offer is hope. And so for right now, I, you know, what I've been what he's been giving me or an opportunity to lean into and to give is some financial help to some people that we know pretty well that have lost their jobs through these circumstances right now. Wow. So he has blessed me and abundantly blessed me with so much. Of course, having the hope of Christ, I have that to give to everyone. And again, it's just the story of whatever I have belongs to him, and it's his story. And I like just partnering anything that I give to pointing it back to the Lord.
I love that. I love that giving is not just a one-dimensional thing. It's not just about generosity through finances. It's about the hope in Jesus. That's generosity in John 3:16 is the most generous verse of all the Bible, because God the Father gave his son up for us. And so the whole gospel is about generosity. And I love that women doing well and generous giving teach both of those things. And so what I also love about women doing well is they ask you to look at what resources you already have. What are your gifts, skills, and talents? What are your financial resources? How do you use your home? How do you use anything that you have, that you possess, for God's glory? And it is just such a way of bringing clarity for women when there's so much confusion, there's so much being, you know, screaming at us with advertisement, social media, how you should act as a Christian, and it really breeds clarity when you're at these retreats. And that is one thing that I really, really love, is seeing women come into a retreat saying, I'm not really sure why I'm even here. And then God, by the end of it, just totally shows up. And my two-word purpose statement is inspiring passion. And I use my podcast, Passionate and Practical, to help women that are living out their God-given dreams and passions, but to also inspire them with some practical tips. And I think that that is exactly what Women Doing Well is. There's tangible takeaways from these retreats. And it's not like some of the big conferences that you go to that you're just like, okay, that was awesome and I'm inspired. Now what? It's a very, very tangible ministry that gives you next steps. And so who in your all's life have affirmed your call to ministry? Did you grow up in the ministry, and what kind of has that looked like? For me, I've had so many mentors that have really, really believed in me, and that's been it's meant everything to me, along with my husband, who really, really believes in me. So, Cindy, who has been a believer in you and has really affirmed you in your calling?
Interestingly enough, I would say that my husband has a lot. He has really spoken in and affirmed me. And so have people that I've been in Bible studies with as well. And it's just been, you know, a journey along the way. And now I'm, you know, I just love how Women Doing Well is utilized in women getting set free to really step into what it is they were uniquely created for. And that's another thing I love about this, is that women are breaking free, and they're able to identify some of their all of their gifts and talents and strengths, and how God has abundantly blessed them. And it's a get to opportunity, not a have to. And also I have to say that I love also watching other women break free. And I feel like I'm one of those women as well. So it's been affirming to even be in this journey with other women, and it has been affirming to each other. We affirm each other.
That's beautiful. I love that. Amy, what about you?
Well, I did not grow up in a Christian home. So the first time I saw a woman, actually Anne Graham Lott, standing and teaching from the Word of God, I was so drawn into it. And I didn't know much. And that 24 years old, a woman named Debbie Peterson came along beside me and would sit at the coffee shop in Coral Gables and spend hours going over scripture and who Jesus was, and just kept pointing me towards, you know, back to the Word. And that's how I would get to know who God is. And then from then on, God has just met me at every corner, whether I lived in Miami or Fort Worth, Texas, or now Tampa. So I agree with Cindy that it's a continuing journey. But yeah, we say at Women Doing Well that we want to have those get to do days, those get to days. So for sure, I think that's where I am right now in my life. I'm getting to do days.
That's just one of them. That just gave me chills. I love the thought of when we are so tuned in to God's voice, every day is a get to day, because we are ambassadors for Christ. And so often I think that there's this this weirdness about what is Christianity, and I have to dress this way, I have to act this way, I have to say this certain thing. And really, if we're tuned into the Holy Spirit, there's so much freedom, and that is really legalism. And that kind of puts me into the next question about fun. My word for this year is fun. In 2020, some people don't think it's fun. I think it's a blast because I'm having a positive attitude about it. So how do you all have fun, whether it's in ministry or with your family or with your girlfriends? What does fun look like for you, Amy?
Well, I think fun for me, I actually had somebody on Women Doing Well say that I was brought on because I was fun.
But yes, fun that's awesome.
Laughing. I just laugh at myself. I try not to take anything too seriously. Cindy and I laugh a lot at ourselves. But along the way, just fun is just the being on the adventure with God. And I'm just in a season of just learning to trust Him. And, you know, I hear these stories from Women Doing Well, stories, and just their radical generosity. So for me, fun is just, I guess, being adventuresome and just trusting, you know, releasing what's in my hands. God is like such a big gift giver. He is the giver. He owns it all. And I want to like approach things not with that scarcity holding tight, but I want to let go. I want to let go of my finances. I want to give generously. I want to let go of my time. That's the goal. So I'm praying towards that. On New Year's, you mentioned that your, you know, word is fun. On New Year's Day, my husband, you know, we woke up and I live on a canal and there was this beautiful herons outside. And I got so excited. You know, he dragged me outside. I was half thinking, oh, my kids are surprising me from Texas or something. Aww. But it was just heard. And I just was like, okay, Lord, I want a word for 2020, you know, 2020. And I just felt that it was be still and know that I'm God. So I am continuing to kind of lean into what that means and, being, yeah, if you look at all the other scriptures around it, there's a lot going on. Mountains are crumbling. and in some ways it was sort of prophetic, I guess. So in this season, I'm going on, I guess the fun is just trusting Him and knowing that He has been so faithful and no matter what, He's got me. And I just want to, again, just live in that abundance mindset and not like in a scarcity mindset. So.
Amen. What about you, Cindy?
It's funny because I feel like I am that Amy and I are so similar and we do laugh a lot. And I've always been that fun, quote unquote, fun girl, you know. Love adventure, love fun, love people, love entertaining. So I would say for me, fun is really just being with my friends and family. I love doing retreats with girlfriends and going on little girlfriend trips sometimes. That's really fun, especially since I've been a boy mom of two grown boys. But what's really fun for me right now is I have two little granddaughters that happen to be visiting me right now, two and four. So I've been having little girl fun with them lately. So, there's so much to celebrate and so much to enjoy. God has given us so much to really focus on that's so good and life-giving. And I enjoy bringing joy to other people. And I love to entertain. So I guess that would be a way that I like to have fun.
I love it. So speaking of generosity, Women Doing Well is all about generosity. And so what are some of your favorite nonprofits or justice-focused ministries that you like to support and why? Amy, we'll go with you.
Okay.
Of course, like I mentioned my mentor, and she's actually a missionary with Campus Crusade, which is now Crew. So my passion is evangelism and women, so I want to build in there. I also have a passion for, you know, fostering and, you know, so many things. To be honest, so and living here in Tampa, that's what I'm enjoying, getting to see what the community is kind of coming behind and created as a ministry here that I'm super interested in and giving to and kind of learning more about. Love it. There's so much out there.
I know. It's so hard. And I love that Women Doing Well also has the help with, here are the things we can care about, all of these things, but what is God uniquely asked you to care about? And I think that there's an exercise. It's been a while, but it goes from like five things, and then you narrow it down to three things, and then you narrow it down to one thing. Like if there was, and it has to align with your purpose statement. And if I care about education and this and that and this and that and all of these things, then I'm going to spread myself thin. But sometimes when we want to make a deeper impact, we have to go deeper rather than wider. And then that also allows us to have the ability to have a relationship with that ministry oftentimes. Me and my husband have really loved that journey of where do we give and how do we support and how do we serve, not only with our finances, but with our time and our talents as well. So Cindy, what about you? Are there any ministries that you're really fired up about beyond Women Doing Well?
Well, I would say that human trafficking grabbed my heart a few years ago. And I got involved with a ministry and to bring awareness to human trafficking and also to raise funds. So I got well enough involved to be willing to step out of my comfort zone. And it was asking women to go do something very difficult, very challenging, that would kind of mirror the difficult challenge of the women and girls that the ministry was trying to support and bring hope to. So that ministry actually asked women to go climb very difficult mountains and like Kilimanjaro and different mountains like that. So that took me, that actually, I was involved with that for several years, and I still have a real heart for that human, for that ministry and human trafficking. I'm not as involved as I was there for a while. I was actively out climbing mountains, and I think now I'll support the other women that want to go climb the mountains.
Wow.
But it brings a real level of I would say, you really, when you get uncomfortable, it's good. It's just really good to get uncomfortable. And so anyway, that is the ministry that I've been involved with and I've been supporting and giving to is a ministry with human trafficking.
That's wonderful. And like you said, there are so many different ministries out there, and that is so unique. I love how I love hearing stories about different ministries and how they connect with people that support them. And it's just fun to know, like, the gospel is, pursuing Jesus is an adventure, and there is so much richness and joy and fun and hope and healing and reconciliation through the gospel. We are facing obviously very tough times as we record this right now. And my prayer is just that God would just be rising up leaders to be able to handle these tough conversations, that we would all as Christians be willing to get uncomfortable in spaces that we felt like we knew the answer to, and be humble to hear from different perspectives and how to navigate such a tough, tough challenge that we're currently facing, and that we would be the church, the capital C church, and would take steps towards looking more like Jesus during this time. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you for talking about your heart for Women Doing Well. Anyone who's listening, I want to invite you to follow Women Doing Well on Instagram and Facebook, and reach out to me with any questions that you have. If you're in the Central Florida area, I'm hoping to do a Women Doing Well retreat soon. And there are different events throughout the year. And ladies, do you guys have anything else that you want to add about Women Doing Well, or what the ministry has personally taught you, or any other things that you want to add before we close?
I would just like to say that it's just such a joy to understand that what we've been given is from the Lord, and it all belongs to Him. And the more that I've learned to trust him and release, and, you know, I'm still on a journey myself of growing, but I do just would love to invite more women into this invitation with God and other women to join mm-hmm. in on this great, joyful God adventure that God has for all of us women to really step forward and take the next step of what God's asking each one of us and just kind of lock arms and hands together to step out and accept that invitation.
It's beautiful.
I love Amy? That. I love that. We're in such a time as this. I mean, women are positioned in a place of influence and affluence like never before. And when we get together and we give radically and we can make worldwide impact, you know, our community impact for the kingdom of God. So it's an exciting time to be a woman.
Very much so. There's a quote on Women Doing Well's website, which is womendoingwell.org. It says, "The place God calls you is to the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet." And I just love that quote because it couldn't be more true. I think sometimes we separate our dreams from God. We don't invite him into our dreams because we think they're frivolous or we think that he can't use us. And he put the dreams and desires and passions in our hearts, and he wants us to, he wants those things to collide. He wants our dreams and his vision for us to collide. So thank you all so much for sharing your heart for this ministry and just sharing what God's personally put on both of your hearts to do for the kingdom. It is so awesome. And I'm so thankful that we are now friends. And I hope that one day soon that we'll get connected in person and I will get to hug both of you. Ladies and anyone listening, you are infinitely valuable. You are created with a unique set of gifts, skills, and talents created by our God for his purpose and his glory. So go and be his hands and feet to this broken world.